Parshas Vayishlach starts with the Malachim telling Yaakov that Esav was approaching with 400 men. The pasuk then says, "Vayira Yaakov ma'od," and Yaakov became very frightened. "Vayetzer loy," and he became distressed. And Rashi is bothered by this double expression of fear, "Vayira" and "Vayetzer." And Rashi answers, "Vayira shema yehoreg." Yaakov was afraid that he would be killed. "Vayetzer loy." Shema Yahareg hu es acherim. He was distressed that he might kill other people. And the obvious question which the Mefarshim ask, we have a rule. Habor lehargecha hashkim lehargoy. If someone is trying to kill you, you are allowed to kill him. So why was Yaakov distressed? Shema Yahareg hu es acherim. They were coming to kill him, so he had a right to kill them. What was the reason for this distress? Some Mefarshim learn that Yaakov's distress was not that he might kill Esav, because regarding Esav, we have the rule of Habo lehargecha hashkim lehargoy. Yaakov's fear was that he might kill some of Esav's men, and maybe among Esav's men, there are some that are not trying to kill Yaakov, and those men he did not have a right to kill, and therefore he was distressed regarding killing those men. According to this pshat, the wording of Rashi is very precise. Rashi did not say, Vayetzer loy shema yaharek hu es Esav, but rather Shema Yahareg es Acherim, because he was only concerned and distressed about the Acherim, Esav's men, who he might not have the right to kill. In Sefer Tal Le'aris, another pshat in Rashi is presented. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph says, regarding Neron Kesar, the Caesar Nero, the Gemara says, Orak v'ozal v'igayr. He escaped from the Romans and converted to Judaism. V'nofik b'nei Rameir, and Rameir descended from him. The Gemara in Harius, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, tells us that when the Mishnah says Acherim Omrim, others say, it is referring to Rameir. We find in Parsha Shemois, when Moshe was about to kill the Mitzri, it says Vayifen Koi V'choi Vayar Ki Einish, which simply means Moshe looked both ways and he saw that nobody was watching. However, Rashi brings a second shot, that Moshe saw that there was no man who was destined to descend from this Mitzri who would convert, which seems to imply that if a ger would descend from this Mitzri, Moshe would not have killed the Mitzri because of the ger in the future. Coming back to our Rashi, Rashi is saying that Yaakov was afraid to kill Esav, although we have the rule Habol Hargecha Hashkem Lahargoy, so what was the problem of killing Esav? However, here there was a different issue, because Esav had a Roman descendant, Neron Kesar, who was Megayer, who had a descendant, Rameir. Yaakov was distressed that if he would kill Esav, there would not be a Rameir. And that's what it means, Vayetzer loy shema yahareg hu es acher. By killing Esav, he feared the killing of Rameir, who was known by the name Acher. Shema yahareg hu es acher. Maybe by killing Esav, he would be killing Acherim Rameir. Another explanation is said by the Sefer Moloi Ha'omer. He explains that although Yaakov was allowed to kill Esav, halachically, it would still disqualify him from doing the avodah. As the Gemara says, one who even kills unintentionally cannot do nesias kapayim, and surely not the avodah. And Rashi tells us in Parshas Toldos that the main reason why Yaakov purchased the bechorah from Esau was in order that he would be able to do the avodah and not Esau. So therefore, vayetzer loy, Yaakov was distressed that he might kill others, even though it was permissible for him to kill others. He was distressed because it would disqualify him from doing the avodah, which meant so much to him. And that is the pshat in the pasuk, vayetzeloi. He was distressed, not because of the actual killing, but because of his disqualification from the avodah. The second word for this week is that at the end of the parsha, the Torah delineates the family of Esav. And it says that Esav had five sons, Yeush, Yalom, Koirach, Eliphaz, and Reuel. And Reuel had a son by the name of Nachas. So Nachas was Esav's grandson. I once heard a pshat that it is for this reason that one who gives a bracha by saying, you should have Yiddish and Nachas. What is the reason we say Yiddish and Nachas? What is the stress on Yiddish and Nachas? And the answer is in this week's parsha, because Esav had a grandson whose name was Nachas. We don't want to bench someone with Esav's Nachas, but rather we say you should have Yiddish Nachas, not like the Nachas of Esav.